Stephen Ambrose is apparently on the line. Stephen, a very good morning. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
Yeah, excellent. Thank you. A massive, massive deal announced. Tell us about this.
Technologies. He picked up pace since a little slowdown brought on by Corona. And yes, yesterday it was announced that a company called NVIDIA are buying another company called Arm. Now, pretty much 99.9% of people, these are not names that are known. To gamers, NVIDIA is very well known. They started their life as a manufacturer of GPUs, which is screen driver cards, and they made a hell of a reputation over the last couple of years of building some of the best, fastest, and most capable devices on the planet with regard to those sort of video cards. But quietly in the background, NVIDIA has been growing into AI in a huge way. I saw a demonstration, spoke about it on the radio many times, of some of their smart computers and robots that run factories. They make the chip and the processors that run Tesla's autonomous driving, as well as Audi's and many others. So they have become a chip and AI and processor juggernaut over the last couple of years. Now, Arm makes it even more interesting. The Arm make nothing. They're simply a designer of the software and the actual chips that drive pretty much every single cell phone on the planet, from Apple to Android, you name it. Arm code or Arm technology is built into the chips. In fact, are the designs of the processors that go into everything that we play with today. So in and of themselves, the two separate companies are huge. They have enormous impact on the technology world that we work on. And a while back, Arm, which is a British company, was sold to SoftBank, which is a large Japanese consortium. And that seemed to work well. But I think SoftBank, as a major investor, they are a mobile company in Japan, amongst a whole lot of other stuff that they do. The fit perhaps wasn't ideal. And surprisingly, they were looking to get out of the chip business. Well, now the combination of Arm and NVIDIA could create an unbelievable scale chip manufacturing and technology business. I'm sure a lot of other companies in the business like Intel are not going to be terribly happier. Qualcomm also will probably take a little wobble out of this. Qualcomm is the other company that makes chips and makes processors. So it is a huge, huge deal in the technology space. And simply put, the guy from, I've completely gone blank on his name, but the owner of NVIDIA, the MD, said that basically what they want to do is bring AI to absolutely everything that has a chip. So there's huge changes coming down the road. The combination of a manufacturer and an AI robotics specialist such as NVIDIA, and Arm, which is the technology that underpins everything to do with processors other than Intel's processors, is huge. So expect to see some interesting fireworks in this space. It's not going to be a simple deal, but it's a huge change, step change, in fact, in the landscape. We're now going to be talking about NVIDIA as the big boy and not Intel.
What's interesting to me is there any control over this industry in terms of monopolies, in terms of competition commissions and things like that? Because you certainly are starting to see these gargantuan companies developing.
Well, unfortunately, what's happened with the rise of technology, it's become more and more of a scale business. I mean, when you're talking about a billion cell phones sold, that's just cell phones. Never mind tablets and anything else that's got a processor in a year. And the vast majority of them have got one or two types of technology built in. Monopolies become somewhat natural in this space and very hard to compete with because the barriers to entry, the technologies needed. I mean, they're paying $40 billion for Arm. Now, not many companies can just drum up $40 billion. I mean, it's more trillion rand. You could probably buy most of South Africa with that. So the scale at which these companies operate, the scale that they work globally, sort of leads itself towards competition. But yes, I believe there's going to be antitrust. It's an American company, NVIDIA. There are going to be antitrust issues. They are going to have to go all through all sorts of regulators before this deal is actually signed off. But in some ways, it's not a monolithic deal. SoftBank will retain a share. Other companies have got shares. The technology itself, in some aspects, is open source, so it's not entirely belonging just to one company that can then do whatever they want. And there are alternatives. They're not the only game in town. As I said, Qualcomm, certainly of the same scale. Intel, certainly of the same scale. And Samsung also have a huge chip manufacturing capacity. Huawei, unfortunately, due to the fact that they cannot buy anything American, has had to fall out of that space. But they aren't the only game in town. They just may be the most significant one.
Okay.
And could be quite interesting.
Tell us about Apple.
It's the big Apple reveal this week.
Yes.
I think we get iPhone 12s coming. We got all sorts of rumored stuff happening in that space, but it will be delayed a little. I don't think we're going to see the product as quickly as we did in the past. I think the Corona issues have created some supply chain issues, but there's much more as usual coming from Apple. Apparently they're going to be doing some interesting stuff around bundling their various services where you can plug in, plug out, and yet benefit from having, you know, movies, music, and everything else that they sell in one aspect. There's also a new Apple Watch, the Apple Watch 6 coming. I played with the software, the new version, and I think there's some big stuff coming in that space, certainly around battery life and sleep. There's huge improvements in their sleep and health. So it's going to be a big week from a technology point of view. Stay tuned.
I want to know what they're going to include in the cell phones, because are they going to include chargers and headphones like others do? Are they going to slowly? Because I mean, I'm convinced that one day Apple are just basically going to give you the box and you're going to have to then buy everything completely separately to put it in.
They won't even give you the box. They'll give you the phone in some sort of little foamy thing. So you'll get a phone without a box.
Right. Exactly.
And no chargers. There is a huge rumor around that. I think apparently Samsung are also looking in that regard. The truth is there's a huge amount of people. People are not buying their first phone. So the chances are they've got a drawer full of chargers lying around. And the phones themselves, as long as the charger's compatible, can manage the charging. So it's not critical that you have an Apple charger for an Apple phone. So that's probably one. And also the price has been going up, and this is one way to control the price. Though the cynical amongst us, certainly the accountants, will know that accessories are always better margin than what comes in the box. So it could be another way just to eke a little bit more money out of the ecosystem. But the fact is we're going to see some change in that space. And I don't think it's going to be a dramatic improvement on previous years, except these will be the first 5G smartphones from Apple. There was a rumor that they weren't bringing 5G to South Africa. I don't think that's going to happen. I think they will release a full 5G phone. But there are some wrinkles in that. There are going to be two versions of the Apple phone. One that includes millimeter wave, which is available in the US, most of the Far East, and not in Europe or South Africa. So that's a type of broadcast frequency that 5G is on. Currently in South Africa, all our 5G is what is known as sub-6. Right. And that will be included. So we're going to see smarter, faster, better, and probably more expensive phones. So for the Apple aficionados out there, I'm sure you'll be all very pleased. Apparently it's going to look much better and have, again, this is just their thing, the fastest ARM-based processor on the market. So Apple will be dealing with NVIDIA, which they've never done in the past. So it gets super interesting in this tech space.
Absolutely. Stephen Ambrose, that's where we leave it. But you can catch a full hour of Stephen's Tech Report, 11 o'clock on a Thursday morning.